You're listening to SBS News.
A passionate group of young Muslims are embarking on a rural expedition to challenge misconceptions about their faith. Dozens of young men from the Ahmadiyya Muslim Youth Association will travel from far and wide to meet at Uluru in a tour they hope will promote social cohesion. Current research published in the Journal of Muslim Minority Affairs suggests that around 70% of Australians know little or nothing about Muslims or what they stand for. The nationwide campaign, titled Discover Islam Road Trip, is setting out across rural Australia, with the goal of educating others in regional areas about the peaceful nature of Islam, removing misconceptions surrounding their faith. 27-year-old Attar Ul-Hadi is an outreach coordinator for Muslim youth and a medical student at Griffith University. For him, this trip is an opportunity to interact with people from all walks of life and break down social barriers by enabling the Muslim community to interact with other Australian groups. He believes the best way to counteract negative misconceptions is through dialogue, which he hopes will occur on this trip.
Some preconceived notions that people have about Muslims and Islam, and those barriers, those preconceived notions are what are dividing us. So we really, really hope to have honest conversations, to have open dialogue. And as a result, we believe we can improve the social harmony within our society. And as a result, bring Australians closer together. Because when we know better about each other, we are more tended to be better human beings and be better Australians as well.
Waqas Ahmad, National President of the AYMA, told SBS that many misconceptions Muslims encounter in their everyday life surround the belief that Islam is a violent religion. He stresses that media representations of violence in Islam are not realistic and says that Islam is in fact a religion based around peace.
You know, Islam is seen to be as a violent religion, and Quranic teachings are seen to be as teachings which promote violence, which is totally incorrect. You know, if we take out just a handpicked items from any book, let alone the Holy Quran, it doesn't really paint the full picture. So the idea is that to share with everybody that Islam is not a violent religion. Islam literally means peace, and the wording that we use, you know, the greetings that we use, every Muslims use with each other or share with each other, is Assalamu alaikum, which means peace be upon you. That is derived from the word Islam.
Waqar Ahmad Nasir, a 37-year-old manager who works within the AYMA as the head of moral, ethical and spiritual training, says Muslims experience discrimination widely. He recounts various times people have discriminated against him, either at a social gathering, in the workplace and in public.
In a place, in the bus I was travelling the other day, so somebody openly said to me, "Oh, what are you doing here? You should leave our country. You're creating, because of you people, a lot of problems are getting created." So I politely said to him, "Look, you know, that is you are right. There are people, but they are very, very small amount." And I was wearing my hat, which says "Love for all, hatred for none." He said, "You are wearing this beautiful hat, but do you follow this?" I said, "Yes, we follow this. That's why I wear it. And to remind myself what I am and who I am and what I need to do."
Already prepared for a negative response to their trip, Mr. Hardy says social media can be a place where many young Muslims experience discrimination and receive offensive comments, as people are more tempted to make comments against the faith. He believes that the social media comments are a short-term problem, whereas engaging in dialogue and conversation provides a long-term change in values.
Also on the social media as well, I feel like this is more prevalent, where people are more tempted to say things that they might not be more comfortable to say in a more social otherwise environment. We are trying to encounter those beliefs as ideas by providing genuine information and having a genuine discussion about what we believe in and what we stand for.
The change in mindsets for this trip is not limited to educating people about Islam. The men participating in this journey are also looking forward to learning more about the rural Australian way of life and the challenges facing regional towns. Mr. Ahmad believes many young people will learn a lot from the experience, as many members of the Muslim community live in urban areas and do not necessarily understand country towns.
But then to go out a little bit further and just see that part of the country, you know, as well, and also just to understand how people are over there, how people live over there, and the challenges that they have, and how really the life is over there. So that'll be a great learning curve for all the young members of our community, including myself. And then, yeah, at the same time, just to spend time with them and just to let them know who we are as well. So definitely a two-way street, definitely.
One of the five pillars of Muslim faith includes charity. The pillar, zakat, provides that Muslims must engage in acts of charity. It generally includes giving a set proportion of one's wealth to charity, but these Muslims are hoping to extend their charitable actions by cleaning up rubbish in the towns they visit. By giving back and helping local communities, these men are hoping to extend dialogue throughout Australian society.
Opinion, the most common one is that people believe that our loyalties, for example, maybe lie to some other Middle Eastern countries, or maybe they're not with Australia, or that we are not faithful to Australia, or that Islam is an ideology that teaches that every country needs to submit to Islam or Muslims, which are so far removed from truth. And there's nothing absolutely of that sort within Islam. Islam actually teaches that the love of the country you live in is part of your faith.
A dedicated group of young men hoping to create a more inclusive society. Antoinette Radford, SBS News.